The cargo section at Tbilisi Airport is humming day and night as forklifts unload plane loads of humanitarian aid from the United States. More than 50 huge military cargo planes have landed here during the past 2 weeks carrying $21 million worth of aid. The cargo is loaded onto trucks and shipped to camps housing tens of thousands of Georgians driven from their homes in and around the breakaway South Ossetia region. Most of the centers for the internally displaced are in Tbilisi and in Gori, 55 kilometers to the northwest, only a few kilometers from what Russia is claiming is a buffer zone. Aid officials say a fresh wave of displaced families has flooded reception centers in the past 24 hours, forced to flee by Ossetians rampaging through Georgian villages near Gori after Russian President Dmitry Medvedev announced he was recognizing the region's independence. Alex Beryanidze arrived in Tbilisi early Wednesday after fleeing overnight from Karaleti village, 4 kilometers from Gori. He stood amid piles of crumbling concrete outside an old Soviet-era health clinic being used as a displaced persons center. While waiting to receive U.S.-supplied aid, he told a harrowing story of masked men bent on destruction swarming into his village the night before, following Russian President Medvedev's recognition statement. Beryanidze and other witnesses say Russian troops wearing badges identifying themselves as peacekeepers were present but did nothing to stop the looting and burning of Georgian villages. 66-year-old Sisana Vakhtangashvili of Eretvili village, just outside the South Ossetian capital, Skinvali, says she walked past a Russian checkpoint outside Gori in hopes of reaching her home. Through a translator, she tells how she gave up and turned back after deciding it was too dangerous.
There is no transport. She was walking from Gori, and when she heard about the dead people in the street, she just turned back and came back to Tbilisi.
Georgian Interior Ministry spokesman Shota Utiashvili says Russian troops and Ossetian irregulars are expanding their area of occupation rather than pulling back as promised in a French-mediated ceasefire agreement.
Things have gotten really bad since yesterday, 3 p.m. local time, when Medvedev announced that he has signed the recognition. About 2,000 more people were expelled. This time not from inside the South Ossetia, but from the Georgian villages adjacent to South Ossetia. It looks like that the plan is, and they are already doing it, building a barbed wire fence around South Ossetia, and they want these adjacent Georgian villages with a population of more than 10,000 people, just they want them out, because it probably interferes with their security arrangement.
Utiashvili says Russia has, in the past few days, expanded its area of control into the Akhalgori Heights, 40 kilometers from Tbilisi. He says the enemy presence in Akhalgori vastly increases the capital's vulnerability to Russian attack.
So far, they have deployed 400 personnel and 16 armored vehicles in Akhalgori and set up two checkpoints, one north of Akhalgori and one south. We don't know whether they have already deployed artillery there or not, but we know that they have deployed short-range missiles in South Ossetia, so-called Tochka missiles, SS-21, that has been used against Gori and against the port of Poti recently. They have put Georgia under the permanent military threat of hitting the capital.
At the airport in Tbilisi and at Georgia's Black Sea port of Batumi, U.S. planes and ships are continuing to unload humanitarian cargo. Officials of USAID and the UN World Food Program say they are providing assistance to at least 127,000 of Georgia's 4.5 million people. An 18-member disaster assistance response team is keeping abreast of the rapidly shifting needs as some people try to return home and others may be driven out. But this team, made up of USAID professionals flown in from all over the world, is here for a short time. Officials say, given the political reality, the need in Georgia is likely to continue indefinitely. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Tbilisi.